Learning Masech, the Siyum Adaf Chavtesim in Beis. The Sugi starts off on Chavtesim and Aleph, a few lines from the Banim, where the Mishnah talked about when the Shechitas HaTamid was done accidentally before it was morning, and they had to burn it, it was possible, and the Gemara says, Tani Avud Rabbi Avin Lozu Bavad Amru, not only a Zevach, that's Nishkuta B'layel HaTisarif, Halaf Malika Sa'if, even if it's doing the malika on the bird, cutting off the bird's neck with from the back of the neck with the fingernail, the dinner malika, and kamitzas hamincha, taking the handful of flour to burn on the mizbeach, tisarif, it's also possible. And Rashi says, why is it possible? Why is malika sa'if and kamitzas hamincha balayla tisarif? Rashi says, you learn it from shkita. Because Malika Sa'if and Kmitza Sa'imilch has been Makam Shechita Sa'zochemet. That's the Lashon of Rashi. So there's a psul of Shechita by night, where Rashi in the Mishnah said, you'll learn from the Yems of Chachem. And Malika Sa'if and Kmitza Sa'imilch have the same psul. So the Brisker Rav, we spoke in the previous year, the Brisker Rav Shaila, why do you have to come on to the psul of the Shechita? Typically, the Zman HaTamid is by day, and the Brisker Rav said, because otherwise it wouldn't pass the carbon, it would work for a Nadava. But here in the Brisker Rav, in the same, this country, Sechadusha, Marin, Rizal, Levi, and Kedesh, and Chaydish, Yuma, and Sukkah, he asked the following question. Why did Rashi have to say, because Malika Sa'if and Kemitza Sa'mincha is B'makam Shechita Sa'zvachim Hei? There's a Mishnah in Megillah. It says, Kali Yayim Kasha, L'Kriyas Megillah, L'Kriyas Halav, V'chuli. You need Yayim for Kriyas Megillah and for many other things. And among the things it says is, Smicha, Shechita, Tnufa, Hagasha, Kemitza, Akdara, Malika. So among the list is Shechita, and among the list is Kmitza and Malika. And it says Kali Yayim Kasha, but before the Yayim is Pasa. And the Gemara, each one wants to learn out, where do you know the Din Yayim Megillah is from? Hayam and Me'elu, and Kriyas Hal, whatever. The Gemara has a drasha for Yayim for each one of them. Now Shechita says Yayim Zivchachem. And Malika and Kmitza, and Akhtara, and Azaya, and all those things, the Gemara brings the Pasa, B'Yayim Savayse is B'nei Yisrael. So Pshat the Gemara is like this. B'yayim tzavayse is a general din that all avayda has to be done b'yayim. Avayda b'layla is generally speaking possible. Now why would that apply to Shechita? Because Shechita is not really an avayda. Shechita is kasha bazar. Shechita lav avayda, the Gemara says. Then there's a special yafusa by Shechita of b'yayim zavchachem. But the other avayda is you have b'yayim tzavayse. So the shaila is, why did Rashi have to say that it's doim with the shechita? You learn that from shechita. B'makam shechita zvachamei. Typically, Malika Sa'if and Kmitzis HaMincha, like the Mishnah says, it's an Aveda. And you have B'yayim Tzavayseh, just like Kabbalah Sadam, which is not B'makam shechita. Haktaris HaKaimitz is not B'makam shechita. But you learn that from B'yayim Tzavayseh, because these are things that are Aveda. So why don't you say the same thing? Why Malika and Kmitza? Why does it have to be out some makam shechita? Mamish apala, gavaldik ashayla de biskir aves. See, the emphasis is Taisa Menachis, this same Gemara is repeated in Menachis and Afkuf. And Taisus writes, afilu oyla saif, it says, Rebusi bahani, sechidish mlika and kmitza, even though there's no b'yayim zavchachem, because he holds not like Rashi, he doesn't hold the makam shechita, kamashma, the nafkim b'yayim zavaisik, and mfurisha megillah. He brings the Gemara megillah that these are not alts b'yayim zavchachem, this is alts b'yayim zavaisik. Why did Rashi have to insist, even if it could be, it's correct, that you have the Yom Zivchach HaMusim, maybe Rashi happens to hold Zivchach HaMusim, but what do you need that for? Why do you need that should be Al Zivchach HaMusim? Typically, Yom Zivchach HaMusim. That's one kasha. Now, the Brisker Rav asks another kasha, which is not a specific question on Rashi, it's a question on the Gemara. Like we quoted the Mishnah Megillah, Kol HaYom Kasher, and it said there, Kmitza, and it also said Malika. So what was the Chiddush of Tani Avud Rabbi Yavin? The Mishnah says in the Megillah, Daf Chaf Memez. Why do we need this Brice? We already have the Mishnah. The whole Gemara discusses it, but what's the point? Another Gemara on the Geshayla. That the Tani Avud Rabbi Yavin wasn't trying to tell you it's possible. Avad we know it's possible. We know from the Mishnah Megillah. And Avad we know from B'yayim Tzavai say it's possible. But there's a din, Shechit is different than other Avaydis, because by Nishchat HaBalayla specifically, the din is, Im Allah is Yevet. I mean, according to Rebbe Yehuda, Smachalek is Rebbe Yehuda Reb Shimon, Tzegemari and Zvachem Naf Peidalin, but going like Rebbe Yehuda holds, the din is that Nishkata Balayla, there's no din of Im Allah Yevet, even if it's also it's Tevet. So that's the chiddush atani of Udra Abavin, that you don't have a din of Amal Yerid, because it has a din of Nishkud. Mitzad the Avayd of Yayim Savayser, it will be Amal Yerid. Amal Yerid, I mean. And Mitzad the fact that it's a psul shchita, that's what makes it that Amal Yerid. And he says like this, he says, by Ayla Sa'if, where do you do the Malika? You do Bereish Hashem Mizbeach. So after you did the Malika Malayla, it's on the Mizbeach. So the din will be Amal Yerid, it's ready on the Mizbeach, so you'll be makdir it. And by Mincha also, he says, if you put the kaimitz into a kli sharis, Rashi and Zochem Pesayin, it's a shayla how to read the Gemara, but Rashi learns the Gemara Kepshutai, that once it's in a kli sharis, it's chal the din of Amal Yerid. So who then, every kaimitz, once it's put into a kli sharis, he'd be makdir as Amal Yerid. Kamash Malan, the Tani Avur, the Rabbi Oven, that it has a din of Nishkta Balayla. So that's why Rashi says that it has to be daimit to Shkita. Because Tamas of Sula Vaid, you'd say in Amal Yerid, and Amal Yerid, I mean, and now that it's a psul like shchita, nishkta b'layla is in the malateirit. So he also wants to answer with that the Gvura Sari. The Gvura Sari asks Akasha, why do we talk about Ayla Sa'if? In Menachas, like I said, it's mamish the same Gemara, but there it says, Alaf Malikas Ayla Sa'if. That's what it says there. We have just Malikas Sa'if in that Gemara here in Yuma. But even here in Yuma, like the Gvura Sari points out, it says, Bishloima Ayla Sa'if Maidahava Hava. So here also, we're discussing Ayla Saif. Why not after Ayla Saif? Why not Chata Saif? Why not just say Aif? The din of Yayim for Malika is equal by Chata Saif and Ayla Saif. Why are we saying Ayla Saif specifically? The feed the Rav, this is what the Rav says, it's Mayudik, because the whole din, the whole Chiddush is a Mala Yemid, that wouldn't apply to Chata Saif. Chata Saif, there is no din Akhtar. Chata Saif is a din Achila. It's Pasha, there's no din Achila. We know Malika is Pasa, we know from the Mishnah Megillah. We're trying to say more than that. We're trying to say it's Pasa, it has a Psul Shkita. And if it has a Psul Nishkita Balayla, the Psul Nishkita Balayla is Imala Tered. And that only applies to Ayla Saif, where there's a Din Akhtara. So the, you would think this is an Imala Yerid. Kamash will know, Imala Yerid. Masha'en Kain, Chad the Saif is anyway no Din Akhtara, so it's not Negeya. Well, the Gishtikal in Rashi, Lamaisa, Taisis in Zvachim holds specifically by Malika Balayla, that even according to Behudin, it says that Nishkud Laila is Amala Teirid, but by Malikas Laila is Amala Teirid. At least he has one Teirid that way. And the Rambam's Bashman that way. The Rambam in Hilchas Pulosh Perek Zayin Al Chalaf, the Mishnah points it out. So you can't say to Rav Shtikl, it's not true, Lefi them. You could say Rashi has a whole way. You could say Rashi holds that my Malikas Laila Shkita, that Amala is Teirid, but. Taisis, at least in one teretz, in Zvachim Nav Samaches, and the Rambam in Hilchos Dashim, he passes like a Bida, but still by Malika, it doesn't hold that way. So the Maisa, according to him, you're going to have to say that Tani Avura of Oven is telling you the main soul, like Taisim Menachem says, you tackle an Ephraim Yem Savesai, but Lechari, you have the Brisker of Kasha, it's already in Mishnah, Megillah, Mitzarachim. Now the Gemara goes on, okay, Malika Belaila and Kemitza Belaila is possible, by Malika Belaila the bird is dead, nothing you can do, you cannot do another Malika. But by Kemitza Belaila, just put the flower back and do the Kemitza B'yayim. What's the problem? So he says, what's his answer? There's a din of Kiddush, Klisharis, even Shalai B'zmanei. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, and Lechem upon him, and the Gemara makes a chiluk between another day or just Laila, which doesn't have a din of Mechus Zman. That's the sugya. The problem is, what is the Gemara mean, Klisharis, Mekachim, Afilu, Shalai B'zmanei? What's the point? What's wrong if the Kli Sharis is Mekadashit? We asked a very good question. Did a Kemitza? Put it back. Say your Kemitza wasn't good by night. Put it back and do another Kemitza. What is the teretz of Kli Sharis Mekadashit and Filur HaShalai B'Zmanei? So the emphasis is three separate pshatim in the Rishayim, what the Gemara means. What's the problem at the Kli Sharis is Mekadashit Mincha? What's wrong? Why would that mean that you can't put back the Kemitza and do another Kemitza? So first we have the Teis Yashan Menurdva. So they ask a Kasha like this. There's a Gemara in Menachas. The Mishnah Menachas Davavim and Aleph says that if a pasul does kmitza, like a pasul, like a zor, an einan, a tfolyayim, a mechusa kippurim, a mechusa begadim, a shlarach, a tzedayim, a raglayim, all these psulim, it says the mincha is pasul. And then, by comments with smell, the Mishnah says, ben Pseiris says, yaksav yikmitz v'yimit. So there's a whole discussion, ben Pseiris arguing just on smell and all the psulim, but al kapanim, according to the Tanakhama, when a pasul does a kmitza, you cannot give back the flower and do it again. Can't do that. Because the pasul is a mincha. The mincha is pasul. So, fact the ridva and the teis yishanim. So, what's the gemara's kasha? Just like when a pasul is kaimitz, you say you can't put back the kaimitz and do it again. So I'll tell you the same thing when you're Kaimitz Belailo. What's the kash of the Gemara? As if I can say. How does it shtib? We know that when an apostle does a kmitzah, that's it. It's the end of the mincha. So why wouldn't you say the same thing by night? And for the Teitz Shana Mitva, the reason why the Gemara asked the kasha was, since it was never Niskandish Bakli, because you can't be Mekandish Bakli at night. So Mela, the mincha is not a mincha, it's not a karban altogether. It's like it was the Kaddish Klal. So that's not a kmitzah altogether. If the mincha is not a mincha, it can't work, it's like Kaddish Bakli, it doesn't have Kedushas mincha, it doesn't have Kedushas guf. So Mela, the kmitzah Mela won't work. And then the Mekandish, another thing which is a big Kaddish, that even if it was Niskandish by day, but since at night a kli is not roi to mekadesh mincha, so a kli sharis at night, from as far as we could call it, is called the kli chayil. And when a mincha is in a kli chayil, it's not possible to do any avoid on it. So even though it's funny, it happens to be in a kli sharis, and even if kli sharis is not mekadesh shalei bezmanai, but it was already mekadesh. But it doesn't matter, since the kli sharis has no kayach to mekadesh it now. As far as we're concerned, it's a kli chayil. And that would negate the kmitza altogether. And that was the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, no. The kli sharis is mekadesh by night also. Kli sharis is mekadesh shalei bezmanai. So this is pshat one in the Gemara. You know why there's a problem because kli sharis is mekadesh shalei bezmanai? The problem isn't with the kli sharis being mekadesh. The problem is the kmitza psula, it passels. The kmitza psula is a paisel. And you can't do anything about it. Like it says in Menachos Davav. But the Gemara's kasha was that this kmitza is completely worthless because the mincha is not kaddish b'kli sharis, or even if it was, but now it's not b'kli, not considered to be b'kli sharis. So mel, it's a worthless kmitza. Having my no, shalei bezmanai does everything kli sharis. It is mekadesh the mincha, so it's not a worthless kmitza. It's a good, it's a kmitza. It's just a pasul kmitza because it's done by night, and the mel you can't put it back. That's a done by all pasul kmitzas that you can't put it back. Pshat one in the Gemara, the kli sharis mekashin afilu shalei bezmanai means that it has a din mincha, and when it has a din mincha, so the kmitza passes, so the kmitza is done shalei bezmanai. That's the first pshat. Now Rashi apparently doesn't hold this way, because Rashi is mashma, and the Rambam is also mashma this way, that when you did the kmitza, you could put it back. The reason why you can't put it back is because you put the kmitza in the kli sharis. The din is that by every kashra mincha, you did the kmitza by day, the kashrus, so then you put it in a kli sharis, and that's called kiddush hakaymitz. So Rashi says, you did it by night, but now you put it in a kli sharis, so then it's chalon it a shem kaymitz. It's chalon it, the words of Rashi is, if the kaymitz is hazman kli, kaymin she kiddush hakaymitz b'kli l'shem kaymitz, ein achayzul yistavu kamin chashol nikmitza, v'al karcham achzeh karach kaymitz ha'minuk sharai. If all you did was a kmitza, throw it back. You did nothing. But when you made the Kiddush Kli, then it has a din that the mincha is nikmitza, and then there's nothing you can do. So like the disciple points out, it's not the pshat that the kmitza belayla passels the mincha. It doesn't. But the kmitza, when you have Kiddush Kli, so now it's chal that only this flower is the kaimitz, and the flower that's left is the shirayim. So why can't you put it back and do another kmitza? So the disciple there declares two pshatim. Either the pshat is, you really could. It's just, when you take out more flour, what you take out, it's not going to be called kaimitz. You're not going to be able to make the kaimitz, because the kaimitz is going to be mixed in. How are you going to know what's the kaimitz, what's the shirayim? But let's say it would be shayach b'metzias to put the flour back, and somehow do a kaimitz, and make sure you only took the flour you took originally, so maybe that would work. It's just impossible. But the shayach says, maybe not. Maybe since the kaimitz is not making chalei shem kaimitz, so it's not called the kaimitz of b'chlal. But either way, that's the problem here. Not that the kmitza b'layla passels the mincha, but the kmitza b'layla, when you have kiddush kli, makes the chalei shem kaimitz on the flour, and the chalei shem shirayim on the left, and there's no way to change that. And the Rambam also says, kli sharis mekashim shalei bezman li pasav loy lekariv. This is in Halachas Psul Midrashim Perek Gimel Chaf Aleph. Ketzad davish mitzvasa b'yayim shenisganish b'kasharis b'layla nifzal v'yisarif. Avalei Nekarif. Kagayim. Shekametz mincha b'layla. V'nasan kaimtza l'kli sharis. Harezu nisrefes. If you do the kmitza b'layla, and you put the kaimtz into a kli sharis, you burn it. So he says clearly, only if you put in a kli sharis. That's Rashi. And the vart of the Gemara is that the kli sharis, shalei bezmanai, is mekadesh the kaimtz. So again, the Ridvan Teis Shanav Shad is, the kli sharis mekadesh shalei bezmanai means that the entire mincha is niskadesh. And then if the entire mincha is niskadesh, not to say the kaimtz, the psul, the lila passes the mincha. But Rashi and the Rambam holds no. Avada the entire minchas is kaddish already, but the kaimitz still you can throw back. But if you put it into a kli, then it's chal hashem kaimitz, and then there's nothing you can do because the kmitza belayla wouldn't work, and there's no way to make another kmitza. You already have a kaimitz, and that kaimitz can't work because it's belayla. Now the shaila is, what's the chilik belayla and by zaren einin? Why by zaren einin even without putting it into a kli? We say the whole minchas pasul because of the kmitza's pasul, and belayla we don't say that. So the Stibler says, I guess Rashi and the Rambam hold, when it's a Zman HaMincha, an apostle does the Aveda, so that's called the Paslus. When it's not the Zman HaMincha B'chlal, so it's B'chlal I call the Kmitza Be'etzim. Not a Kmitza. Not the Zman for the Kmitza. The Rambam says, this is in Hilchas Psula Mikdashim Perikin Aleph Halach Adalid, that if you bring, if the Mincha is out of the Azar and you do Kmitza, you put it back and do the Kmitza in the Azar. And the Makar is in the Tesefta. Why? Because not a Kmitza B'chal. In the Azar with a Pasul, that's it. You Pasul the Mincha. Out of the Azar, you didn't Pasul the Mincha. Put it back. It's not a Kmitza B'chal. Who and then, if you do a Belayla, Zarek the Stipe, it's not a Kmitza B'chal. But if you do Kiddush Kli, then it somehow makes it that the Kmitza takes hold, and it's Chal on that flower of Shem Kaimitz, and on the flower that's left of Shem Shiraim, and then there's nothing you can do to change that. So, this is the second shot. That the Kiddush Kli is referring to the Kiddush Kli of the Kaimitz, and that's what makes the Chal Hashem Kaimitz. Now Taisus, the Vimaskan Hajri is the third shot. Because he says that Rashi, the Chinam Dachak, Taisus says, that if the Mincha has Kiddush's Kli Sharis, it's going to be possible because it's going to be possible Belina. So this is the third shot. Ridvan Taisus Shalim's shot is that the Kiddush's HaMincha makes it that the Kaimitz passes. And Rashi's plan is that you mekandish the kaimitz and that makes it a shame. Kaimitz and mill, you can't change it, you can't have another kaimitz. And Taisa says the Kedushas Klisharis makes it now become possible even by Elisa Shachar. So Frek Taisa, the Gemalde Gashal, if that's true, so what's this Nikmitz of Belayla's Psula? Nikmitz of Belayla is not the Psula. The Psula is because since it was Niskadish in the Kli, so then there's a din, it's going to become possible Belina when it becomes Elisa Shachar. So Taisus answers, Nikmas of Belayla makes it that there's a Pashlis now and you could burn it now. If Alts of Sulina, you're going to have to wait till Amana Shachar to burn it. But Alts of Din of Nikmas of Belayla, you could burn it right away. The Kmitz of any Pasul de Mincha. So I had a Gvaldi Gashayla. Taisus doesn't seem to hold like the Ridvan Taisus Shana. Taisus doesn't seem to hold that when you do the Kmitz of this automatic Pashlis, because what's the Gemara's Kasha then? Hajj of a Nikmitza. Taisus is learning the aside why. Taisus says, Kar, the reason, the problem with the, Klisharis Mekadosh Leibis Man is will make a Psulina. Not that that will make a Psul in the Kmitza. So Taisus, if it wouldn't be for the Psulina, there wouldn't be a Psul in the Kmitza. In other words, you'd be able to throw it back. So now there's a Psulina, now there is a Psul in the Kmitza. What's Pashup Shat? If without the psulina, you're telling me the kmitza is not a problem, throw it back. So now they have a psulina. So good. So when it comes to lina, it will be possible. Why is it possible miyad by the kmitza? It's a pella. I saw in the Sefer Arachama from Abzun Lukreza, the guy in Abzun Lukreza, he's aiming on this kasha. He says like this. He says, if it won't be a psulina, so you did a kmitza, so, and it's still shocked to do another kmitza. So now that kmitza is valueless. It's at night, it doesn't count at all, you can throw it back. But if the pshat is that this is the only kmitza you're going to have, because you're going to wait for the morning, there'll be a psulina. So kumdes, you can't say it's valueless, because there's no other kmitza that can be. If there's no other kmitza that can be, so this kmitza becomes the kmitza, and then it passes it right away. That's a shtickle. A little bit shver and swear, but I found that Shuv Kadmai, there's a sefer called Panei Ephraim, from, says the Abbezin of Lezhinsk, it's a sefer from 200 years ago, Pnei Ephraim, it's on Shas, and here, Himamish says the same svar. Muzayn is Abshat. If there wouldn't be a psulina, so the kmitza is nothing, you throw it back. Once there's a psulina, and it's not shayach that you'll have another kmitza, that means that this is the kmitza. If this is the kmitza, so you can burn it right away. That's Abshat and Taisus. And if you learn this way, you can really answer that Achreinim's kasha, because Taisus has a kasha on Rashi, Mechinim Dachak, he says. You don't have to say that you were Mekadosh the Kaimitz. You could say the Mincha became Kaddish and Levi Psulina. So, why was Rashi Dachak? Why didn't Rashi say Asa Psulina? So the Rasha says, Rashi holds that there was no Kedusha's Kli. It wasn't in the Kli Sharis. So the Rosh Hashanah says, that doesn't make sense. I mean, if it wasn't in the Kli Sharis, so you don't have to come on to Laila to make up soul. Typically, that a mincha that's not Niskanish B'Kli, you can't do any Avodah on such a mincha. So Chai Vei Shvedim Arsha. And the Gemara's reason, Mechanish Yigval the Gechidish, with the Gemara's, you have to Mephapel in the different Gemara's, the ratios of Psulin is only if it was Lon from the beginning of the night till the end of the night. It has to start the Lina at the beginning of the night. But here it was only Niskanish in the middle of the night. That's not called the Psulina. Gemal the Gechidish. But if people were saying, you don't have to come on to that. Taisus is saying a Gemal the Gechidish. Fine, there's a Psulina. But you didn't answer the question, as far as the Kmitz is concerned, there's no Psul. As far as the Kmitz is concerned, just throw it back. Either is a Psulina. The Gemara is talking about the Kmitz of Laila is a Psul. So Taisus says, the way we're saying, once is a Psulina, that makes it that the Kmitz is for real. And now the Kmitza passes. Rashi no den Echidish. So Rav Zilman Grayson says that. Rashi no den Echidish. Rashi the Psulina says from Psul. We're trying to make a Psul Kmitza here. So that Rashi says, the Kmitza would passel when you put in the Klisharis. That's the Taich in the Gemara. Klisharis Mekanesh Shalev is Nanei. When you put the Kmitz in the Klisharis, then it gets a shame Kmitz, and now you can't be Kmitz anymore. But the Gemara can't mean that the Mincha will become possible. Lina, what does it do with the Kmitza? Taisus, I was against the Cheshbin. That since the Mincha will be possible, Lina, so now the Kmitza is for real, then the Kmitza already passes. Rashi is on the way. So those are the three Pshatim. The Ridvan Taisus Shanim say that the Kiddush Kli makes it that it has to be Chala Chaleshem Kmitza, and if Kmitza Psula passes the Mincha, Kmitza Belaila. Rashi says that the Kiddush Leib is man, it means that you mekandish the Kaimitz B'Kli, and then it has a Din Kaimitz, and it's Chalan Hashem Kaimitz, and the rest of Shirayim, and you can't change that. And Taisus holds the Kiddush Kli makes it the Psulina, and Haithid is the Psulina, the Kmitz alone can pass the also, because the Kmitz is for keeps. Atkanasugya. Now the Gemara brings in the Lechem Apanim to bring a Raya that it's not mekandish Leib is manai. The Gemara's Lashon is like this. See, there's a Lechem, Vesa Bezichem B'Shabbos Psula. If you see this lechem zichem after Shabbos, you're really supposed to put the lechem zichem on Shabbos. But let's say you put the lechem zichem after Shabbos, and the following week, the lechem and the zichem are only on the table for 6 days. I mean, right? It's on day seven that you umakted the zichem, but it wasn't there since the previous Shabbos. It's psula. Ketzad yasi nechenel Shabbos haba. So Rashi, and the Rashi Yashin says, they're not Geris Psula, because again, it says Ketzad Yasa, and Echenel L'Shabbos Haba. We say it doesn't count to see the Yer Mishim. We say it's Kesidre Kaif. It's Kemunach B'Kufsa. It doesn't become Pasul. So why would that Geris Abzichim Pasul it? Elamai, you're not Geris Psula. It means Rabbeinu Chanan also wasn't Geris Psula. And there is a Taisus Shanim Ritvah that had a Pshat, that even if you're Geris Psula, it doesn't mean that Ataka Pasuls. It means today, on this Shabbos, the bezichim manakim mitzvasa, you're not yetzir lechayva, so the lechem is not mutter. You keep the lechem on the table till the next Shabbos, but they'll be kosher the next Shabbos. So this is Shitas Rashi, and Rashi brings Rabbeinu Chananel, that even if you makter the bezichim, it doesn't passel anything. The lechem is still fine. Get new bezichim for the Shabbos and be makter the bezichim on the next Shabbos. Right? Sunday you put up the lechem and the bezichim. That following Shabbos. Sunday, Parashas Bereishis, you put it the Lechem and the Bezichin. It came to Shabbos, Parashas Bereishis. If you makter the Bezichin, it doesn't work. But it doesn't pass all the Lechem. Either you're not Geris Psula, or you're Geris Psula, and it just means it doesn't work. Keep the Lechem on till Parashas Nayach, and Parashas Nayach, you'll be makter the Bezichin that you put on today, and it'll be fine. But the Dvar brings up Pshat that no. If you makter the Bezichin, you put up the lechem and the bezichin Sunday Parshas Bereishis. If you mak the bezichin when it comes to Shabbos Parshas Bereishis, that's it. You got to throw out the lechem. Ketzad Yasa means don't be mak the bezichin. Keep everything on the table. Wait till Parshas Night. Now you have it a full week on the table. Then it would work if you mak the bezichin. But if you mak the bezichin on the previous Shabbos when the lechem was not on the table for 7 days, it was put after Shabbos. Then you take a pasul the lechem. Now, as I stated in the Miri, Taizim Menachas Tav Tzadi has both studim. that Ketzet Yasa either means Shalyavah L'day P'sul, then you shouldn't be Makhdi the Bezichin, you should wait with the Bezichin Shabbos Abba, or even if you are Makhdi the Bezichin Ketzet Yasa. Here's Masupik. The Rambam is a very big complication in the Rambam, how exactly to be Geirus in the Rambam, and what exactly the Rambam Sheet is. It's in Hilchas Yisaf and Perikei Alacha Yid Gimel. The Rambam Sheet is not clear, but it's a clear Machlokes Rishonim. Sheet is Rashi, and it is that even if you makted a bezichin, but it's nothing, because nothing was Kaddish. It's not Kaddish, the Lechem. It's Kemunach B'Kufsa. What's the bezichin have to do with anything? It's nothing. So Mimela, it doesn't pass with the Lechem. So the Lechem is still good Lechem. Put new bezichin on the Shabbos, and you'll have it for next week. But there is a shita that if you're not makted the bezichin, you can keep the bezichin and the lechem on the table, and they'll be fine for next week. But if you're makted the bezichin, that's the end of it. Shaila is why? Rashi asks the kasha. Dva asks the kasha. Why is it? Why would that teres bezichin be anything? The achrayim say the cheshek shleimei menachas daf kuf where the sugi is brought, and the mikdash David says this in simcha beizos aleph and the chazanish and menachas simcha dalsif kan hey, that even though the lechem wasn't kaddish, but it still becomes connected to this bezichin. The lechem and the bezichin become one big carbon. So if you makted the bezichin before you have a chance to be makted the lechem, because the lechem wasn't on the shulchan enough, but you can't now get new bezichin for the lechem. It's one carbon. This bezichin is the only bezichin that works. So if you makted the bezichin, pasul, throw out the lechem. If not, so keep the bezichin on, you could do this bezichin for the lechem. But you're not going to be able to get another bezichin for the lechem because it's already attached to this bezichin. So that's the machlokes rishonim. Now another interesting shaila, which Tosfos in Zvachim and Menachos talk about, the Gemara says, the reason why it says, Shafilo amdal ha-shulchan yom imram ein bekach klum. So, in our sugi, it's mavur, that's not really true. If you put lechem upon him on a shulchan, and it was niskadish, like you put it on Shabbos when you were supposed to, and it wasn't kibayis v'sidrei kaif, and it wasn't shalei v'zmanei, and then the next Shabbos comes and goes, and you didn't take it off. You didn't do the Akhtaris Bezichin. There'll be a psalina. It wouldn't work for the next Shabbos. If you put Lechem on, the Shulchan of Shabbos Bereshis, and Bizmane, and it's Kaddish, and you're supposed to on Shabbos Nayach, remove the Lechem, remove the Bezichin, be makted the Bezichin, and then you can eat the Lechem. Let's say you didn't do it. On Shabbos Nayach, it remained on the Shulchan Yamim Rabim. It'll become possible. There'll be a psalina. What does the b'risa mean? I feel under shulchan yom amikol klum. It's because it wasn't niskadish, because it's shalei bizmane. And the gemara sakash at the end. Why wouldn't it be niskadish bei shimshi when it came already belaila that already has it in zmane? So why isn't niskadish then? And Ravina says kadam v'silkei. The chayyim mavur and Ravina. If you were not kadam v'silkei, there'll be psalina. And Avashi says, since it was originally Mesudish Leikim, it's Vasei Nasa Kamisha Sidra Kaif, and the Lechem will never become Kaddish. But that sounds like, if it wouldn't be for that, if it wouldn't be for Nasa Kamisha Sidra Kaif, then it would have a Psalina. Problem is, the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Pei Zayin, it brings this Braisa, and is clearly being Mefarish this Braisa, that there's a din. On the Shulchan there's no Lina. Lina has to be outside of the Shulchan. On the Shulchan there's no Lina. Taisus there asked the Kasha. Our sugi is mavur that there is a psalina. It's only because it wasn't kaddish. So Taisus there says a pshat that if you did it properly, then there can never be a psalina. But if you didn't do it properly on the shulchan, so if it's not niskadish, so that's another reason why there's no psalina. But if it's niskadish and it wasn't done properly, then there'll be a psalina. In other words, there are two ways to take care of the psalina. If it's not in the Skaddish, of course it doesn't have a psalina. If it's in Skaddish, so then if it was done kemitzvasa, that's mafkia the lina. Why is that Gemara Mavur that if it's in Skaddish, there'll be a din lina? Because it wasn't kemitzvasa. But Taisa is bothered in the Cheshmin HaSugyu, why did the Gemara assume that way? The Gemara was trying to figure out, is it in the Skaddish or is it not in the Skaddish? And the Gemara brings it right, it's not in the Skaddish. Why? Maybe it is in the Skaddish. And maybe the say that the shulchan's mefkia lina is even if it's not proper. Why did the Gemara assume not that way? If the brayso when it said afilu amdal shulchan yom rabim ein bekach klum means that on the shulchan there's no lina, why did the Gemara make the hanacha yeah? But that's only when it's on the shulchan properly. And the reason why there's no lina here is because it wasn't niskadish. Is there raya that it can't be niskadish? No. Maybe the b'risa means even improperly there's no lina on the shulchan. As I, Taisus is a little bothered. Taisus in Menachos Daf Tzadi, he says mikayach the sugya, you know, that even if it was the shulchan was put on the, if it was put on the table properly, as long as it was niskadish, it will be psulina. And he's nitchik very much with the gemara and zvachim. Either way, one of the gemaras is going to be shver according to Taisus. Malko upon him. That's a toot stadim, taizim nach taizim zvachim. Our sugi is mashma, there would be a din hapsulina, even if it's on the table, as long as it was in Scottish, and the marin zvachim is mashma, that once it's on the shulchan, there's never a psulina. The psulina could only be if it's off the shulchan.